Welcome to my study. After 30 years, I've concluded that everything you need to know to be successful in every part of your life is found in one book, the Bible. The best subject we could ever have. Jesus, that's our subject today. However, you may not agree with me right now, but I hope you will in a few moments, because I'm going to show it to you in Scripture. That most people have a limited view of Jesus. They only see a veiled Jesus. So I want to show it to you in Scripture. So let's take a look. The Scripture says that he is sanctified unto us a new and living way. And look at the Scripture now. It says, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. So this Scripture indicates that he is veiled, and that his veil is his flesh. So watch with me now, because we must understand the definition of the word veil. It means it's a covering that conceals or that which obscures. Okay, so he's veiled. So he's covered up, not like a disguise, because that would be an intentional misleading, right? And he never did that, of course. But look at this now, because when we talk about his flesh, we're talking about his physical body when he was here. And so here is the issue that is before us. It is the discovery of the Jesus without the veil. We simply must behold Jesus unveiled. In fact, let's take a look at a Scripture that makes that abundantly clear. Here we go. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, look at this now, but now, from now on, that's not how we know him anymore. We have known the veiled, fleshly Jesus, but henceforth know we him no more. In fact, I don't want you to miss this. From now on, we must see Jesus beyond the veil. And so get rid of the obscurities about Jesus, because most people have them. So let's go back and take a look at a translation of this. It says, even though we knew Christ as a man, why is this now? We do not know him like that any longer. Wow, this is indeed shocking to most of us. One Scripture goes on to say, we don't evaluate people by how they look. And one translation says, we looked at the Messiah that way once upon a time, but we got it all wrong. And as you know, we certainly don't look at him that way anymore. So here is the difficulty that we face. Most word pictures or art pictures of Jesus only show the veiled Jesus. Let me show you a few examples. We see him as a babe in the manger that at Christmas time. It comes around every year, doesn't it? And then we see him walk. Well, you know, we saw him at the age of 12 debating with the teachers at the synagogue, and at age 30 he gathers a group to follow him. And we see him walking the Galilean shores, sandaled, bearded, robed Jesus. We see him offering the symbol of the bread and the cup, and we even see some exciting moments when they were about to drown, and he comes to the rescue. And so we go all through, and we see so much of what he did. He put his hands on people, and he healed the sick, and he caused the blind man to see, and the withered man stretched forth his hand. And, well, you know the veiled Jesus. We study it a lot. And then we get to the Last Supper, and that's another picture of the veiled Jesus. Whoops. And then we see the crucified Jesus. We see the beaten Jesus, bloodied, crowned of thorns on his brow, and then we see him go to Golgotha, where there on the cross, the greatest incident in human history ever happened. But that's still the veiled Jesus. Now you can go a little farther and you'll see that he, and this is great, he rose from the dead. That's great. And then there was a day when he ascended up in high and left us. And remember the words he said, the angel said, the same, why, ye men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up? This same Jesus will come again in like manner as you've seen him go. So what we want to do is we must get to the unveiled Jesus. Let's go back to this verse because it's a really important one. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, not anymore. We do not see him that way anymore. So, here's what I want to do together with you today. We want to pull back the veil so that you see Jesus for who he really is, not simply the bearded, robe-sandaled, fleshly, walking the Galilean shores Jesus. We know all that. He became that. He was that. That's the historic Jesus. But remember the scripture. That's the way we have known him. But from henceforth, going forward, that's not how we know him anymore. So the question then is, how shall we know him? And I want to start with this. I want to tell you who Jesus really is. Are you ready? He is the creator. And I'm going to show you that in the scriptures. So here we go. You know this chapter. It's a replica of page one of the Bible, in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. We're talking about Jesus here, right? Now, this is what I don't want you to miss. All things were made by him. And watch this now. And without him was not anything made that was made. He's the creator of everything. That's true. He came here. It's true. We saw the limited veiled Jesus, the bearded, robe sandaled Jesus, the dying Jesus, the resurrected Jesus. But we must know who he really is. And who is he? He is the one who made absolutely everything. He is the creator. Remember the scripture that says, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, like he was the whole deal. Let's just go back, take a look at this. I want you to see the scripture. In him dwells the fullness of God. And look at this now. He is the image of the invisible God. Okay? Now watch this. For by him, this is what we're talking about, Jesus now, were all things created. Oh, the veil. I want it to come off. I want you to see the grandeur of this Jesus. Not that it isn't awesome what he did for us at Golgotha, but who he was before then and who he is now. And watch this now. For by him were all things created. Things, look at this now, that are in heaven and things that are in earth. All things were created, things that are in heaven, things in the earth. The visible things, physical, visible, or invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, watch this now. All things were made by him and for him. Watch now. And he is before all things. and by him all things are created. He is before all things. Before anything ever existed, he was. And anything that exists now, it exists because he made it. He created it. So let's take a look at a little diagram that I put together to kind of show this. This is a timeline. It's really eternity past, eternity future, endless in both directions. And in the middle of this timeline, let's put this little green spot and let this represent the beginning of the Earth. Okay? And so this, we'll call it the Earth life. And so in order to, I mean, this could be all drawn out in a timeline, but let's put the cross in there because that's certainly a part of history. Now watch with me because I want you to see the unveiled Jesus. Watch now, because he is the Jesus that was created, and then he came here. He stayed a little while, did the cross, and then he left, and he keeps on going. He is before all things. You see, nobody but Jesus has been able to tell, I'm going to show up on the earth. We all showed up here, but we were born and we started then. He didn't start when he got here. He was in existence long before he ever got here, the babe in the manger. So let's go back to this scripture now. For by him all things are created that are in heaven and the earth, visible and invisible. Oh, I want you to catch the magnitude of this great person of Jesus, who is the author. He is the creator. He is the designer. He is the one that put everything together. For by him were all things created that are in the heavens and in the earth, whether they're visible or invisible. It was all made by him. Oh my goodness. One of my favorite things to do is to study and look and at the space and at the stars and the galaxies of the universe. And then I do that, and I do it with such awesome sense that I know the person who created all this. You know, the closest galaxy to us, for example, is 200,000 light years away. So how far is that? Well, you know the light travels at a given speed. Now watch this now. The speed of light is equal to 7.5 times around the world in 1 second. That's the speed of light. So if you want to know how far a light year is, you take that speed of 7.5 times around the world in a second, and you multiply it by the number of seconds in a year. And the closest galaxy to us, 200,000 light years, you have to take that speed of 7.5 times around the world in a second and multiply it by the number of seconds in 200,000 years. That's just the closest galaxy. I want you to grasp. Because the scientists tell us, and I think they're right, there are more stars in the universe than there are sands in the seas. And it all just didn't happen by chance. I know there are people who think, well, I don't really think they think, but they say that nothing made itself into something. Now, is that crazy? How can anybody with any bit of common sense, you know, the problem with common sense today is not very common, right? Look at this now. They say that nothing made itself into something. There was no external force. Nothing just became something, and My friends, this is so disturbing because they teach it in our colleges. Professors stand up and propagate such a silly notion. Because the truth is this. The truth is that if there's a creation, there's a creator. If there's a painting, there's a painter. If there's a sculpture, there's a sculptor. And so you stare at the heavens that declare the glory of God. And you must grasp this because you see, this is the unveiling of Jesus. He wasn't just the fleshly veil. He was that. We're going to come to that. But without him was not anything made that was made. Nothing. Without him was not anything made that was made. The scripture says he made Arcturus. And not only that, but he made, oops, what's this now? And he made Orion. And he made the Pleiades. And in fact, he made the chambers of the south. Now, I'm going to do something unusual. I'm going to leave the screen because I am covering up what I want you to see. So I'll be back. Don't worry. The chambers of the south, Alpha Centauri, is over here. And what we've got here is the Southern Star. It's amazing. Because we're talking about this wonderful being, Jesus, which, according to Scripture, does great things past finding out. And he does wonders without number, no calculation to this. Let's go to some more scriptures. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Oh, beloved, when you know what Jesus is like, he is like the farmer that sows seeds into the field, only he sows galaxies into the universe. Oh, let's look at some more, huh? Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer. The Redeemer, so this is talking about Jesus. And he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that make all things, and I stretch forth the heavens. All of them, alone. I did it myself. Watch it. Not only that, but I spread abroad the earth by myself. I am the Lord thy Redeemer that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and that spreads abroad the earth by myself. My. So comes the scripture and says, when I consider the heavens, the work of the fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Oh, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Understand that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness of everything that's in it is his. The earth is the Lord's. Jesus put this all together. You see, that's what helps make the veiled fleshly Jesus so critically important. In fact, we sing one song at Christmas time, Down from His Glory, Ever Living Story. My God and Savior came, and Jesus was His name. Born in a manger to His own stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. But oh, how we love Him, how we adore Him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. Here's why. Because the great Creator, oh, the great Creator became my Savior. Oh, my goodness. Well, he not only did that, but he has founded the earth upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Oh, my goodness. And so The seas exist at the command of Jesus. He hath founded it upon the seas, the earth upon the seas, and founded it upon the floods. My goodness. And he made the moon. He made the heavens and the earth, the sea. Look at this now. And all that therein is. And it's interesting. He keeps the truth forever. Wow, that's a wonderful thing to do. He made the heavens and the earth and the sea. And everything that's in the sea. And I know I need to leave the screen because you want to see what this guy looks like. So there you can see the rest of him. And so, you see, every single one of these is the work of his hands. Jesus. Not just a bearded robe sandal Jesus, a fleshly veiled Jesus, but the creator of everything, including the sea and everything that's in the sea. In his hand also are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is his also. I mean, we're talking about this wonderful being of God who scooped up the seas and piled up the mountains and zipped up the mountains with a stream and laid a green carpet down across the field and tacked it there with daffodils and That's the Jesus we're talking about. That's what he did. All the deep places of the earth belong to him. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry ground. Oh, my goodness. So comes now the scripture and says this. Ask the beasts of the field. And they'll teach you. Oh my. Ask the beasts of the field, and they'll teach you. Ask the beasts of the field, and they will teach you. It's an amazing thing. You know, all the animal world, the beasts of the field, they're not simply decorations. Embedded in every one of them is a design by Jesus. And we're to observe them. And that's what the scripture says. Ask the beasts of the field. And they also teach you. Every insect, every beast of the field has something to teach you. Oh my. Not only that, but look at this. Ask now the beasts of the field, they shall teach you. And the fowls of the air, they shall tell. They shall tell you. I mean, they will explain it to you. They will demonstrate it to you. These, wow. Ask the fowls of the air, and they will tell you. Can you imagine the tremendous personality of this one Jesus? Creator of all things. Talk about creativity. Oh my. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach you. Oh. Speak to the earth, it shall teach thee. The flowers of the field, every fragrance, every flower, every, oh my goodness, every tree, every bud, every one of them is a demonstration of what Jesus is really like. And look at this. And speak to the fishes of the sea, and they will declare it unto you. Well, wow. Take a look at the fishes of the sea. They'll declare it unto you. And who knows not? Who is it that cannot figure it out? that in all these things, that it is the hand of the Lord that has wrought this. Oh, this is almost unspeakable, my friends. For in his hand is a soul of every living thing. Not only that, but look at this, but the breath of all mankind. And so this wonderful being, this Jesus Christ, the Lord of the universe, says he made of, in fact, let me get my picture out of the way, okay, so you can see it. He made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. He not only made the earth and the galaxies and the universe and the trees and the field and the mountains and the seas and the oceans and the fish and the fowls of the air, but here's a shocking thing. He made you. And you are the work of his hand. And why did he do that? Why did he make people of which you are one? And here's the answer. That they should seek him. That if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Oh my goodness. So you see, this Jesus. Yeah, he was the bearded robe saint. We're going to come to that. But beyond the veil, he is the creator of the entire universe. And it includes you. So the question is, why would he include you? Why did he do that? Why? And so the answer is in this scripture. So that you could feel after him. And number two, so you could find him, because he's really not very far from any one of us. You can feel after him. You can seek him. And one great scripture says, if you seek me, you shall find me if you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. The truth is, he's not very far away from any one of us. Do you know how close he is? Closer than the breath you breathe. And what he wants to do is come into your heart, just like in this photograph. He wants you. We're at the conclusion. But if there's anything I would want to do, if there's anything I could do, and I wish I could do this so much better, I wish I could tell you how wonderful this Jesus is. And the fact that he wants to buddy up with you is amazing. Can you imagine? He wants to come into your life. He wants you in his life. God, the creator of the entire universe, the earth and all that is therein, wants you. I'm not sure anybody could dignify you more highly than Jesus. Jesus. So let's just recap of what we learned. We learned that in the beginning was the Word, which is Jesus, and the Word was with God, and he was God. Let me give you another scripture about this. It's a famous one, Isaiah. And it talks about Jesus, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor. Listen to this now. The Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and of his peace there shall be no end. Notice his names. He's called the Mighty God. He's called the Everlasting Father. So let's get back now and grasp this. That he was in the beginning with God and he was God. And all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And that's why this is so important. You discover beyond the veil who Jesus really is. He is the Creator. For all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I hope this was helpful to you today. I hope you won't think of Jesus as simply the veiled human Jesus. He was that. And we'll talk about the magnificence of that another time. But the one that loves you is the Creator of the whole universe. And the best thing you can do is respond to him. Can you imagine the glory of the Creator coming into the life of the created? And that's my wish. And my prayer for you.